We're doing the Sidra Kabbalah, and the Meiri had said that in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, we have the order from Moshe till the Mishnah to tell us about the validity of the messages in the book of Pirkei Avot. That these aren't just thoughts that people had, but rather these are things we had on tradition going back to Hashem. So I will now expand, says the Meiri, on this Mishnah. I will expand the order of our tradition. Miyom bara Elokim Adam, from the day God created man, adeina till now. Bedachim klalim, we'll have to speak in general terms, obviously. Ki apratim lo takif beim yediya, because if you want details of history, no one really knows the details of history. Af ledorot hakrovim, even the more recent history. Kol sheken lachokim, certainly more distant history. Like, take for example, if we'd say Yeshua gave the oral law to the elders. You'll ask me, who were those elders? I can't tell you one in a thousand. But we have on tradition. He gave it to the elders in his days. Those are the elders, it says at the end of the book of Joshua, that he gathered the elders to Shechem. And we have on tradition that when the Pasuk says at the end of the book of Yeshua, that the Jews were faithful to Hashem, they served Hashem throughout the days of Yeshua and the days of the elders who outlived Yeshua by long days. So we have on tradition that's those same elders. And those elders gave it to other elders, generation after generation, until we reach the generation of the judges. They too are included in the elders. Even though if you look in Avos to Rabbi Nosson, you'll see it's two separate levels, elders and then judges. That the tradition went from Joshua to the elders, elders to the judges, judges to the prophets. But in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah that Rebbe gave us in Pirkei Avos, it says Yeshua Mesral Zkenim Linviim. It skips over the judges. Why does it skip over the judges? Obviously, because they seem to be included in the term elders.
Shofet was a navi also.
Not always. Not always. And the tradition went on this way till we reached the generation of Eli HaKohen. One of the early elders was Osniel ben Kenaz. And the last of the elders, last of the Shoftim, was Eli HaKohen. So here you have the time, the edges of the time, meaning the parameters of the time of the elders to the time of the prophets. Great, you know what? Let's do one more paragraph. Yes? Who were the Nevi'im? When it comes to the prophets, we also can only tell you some of them, a small number. You already know what the Talmud says in Megillah. More prophets prophesied to the Jewish people, more than double the amount of Jews that left Egypt. Approximately 4 million prophets. The Talmud's going to tell us that only prophecies that had a message that was necessary for future generations were recorded. The prophecies that did not have a message that was necessary for future generations was not recorded. So you have 4 million prophets, and among them, the Talmud says 48 prophets stood for the Jewish people, 48 prophets whose works were recorded for eternity. When we try to figure out who were those 48 prophets, it's not clear. Rashi says one way, Rabbeinu Hananel says another way. go figure out who are these 48 prophets. אלא שנתחבטו בהם המפרשים, זה בכו וזה בכו. All the commentaries work hard. This one goes this route, this one goes that route. כמו שביארנו שם בפירושנו, as we explain over there, the Meiri says in my explanation on the Talmud in Megillah over there, Yudalad Amud Aleph. So now the Gemara says, okay. So if the Meiri says, if I'm only going to tell you a little bit, so let's start, and I'll tell you from Adam and until my time. We'll have a quick overview, and then we'll see what we can stick in. So we'll pick up here tomorrow night. Yeah? You guys want to do one more paragraph? Okay. So now that we've really established that you can't go into the great detail, we could only tell you a little bit of detail going with what we find in the different history works or whatever works we have that give us an indication who they were. And certainly we won't be able to tell you all the rabbis of the Talmud. They number tens of thousands. So I can't tell you every rabbi that's in the Talmud. And here, for example, the Talmud tells us in Sukkah, in the tractate Sukkah, 80 talmidim ayu lo lilel hazaken. It says Hillel, the elder Hillel, had 80 students. The top ones could give the Torah like Moshe, and the bottom ones can make the sun stop like Joshua. And then you have the middle ones, who was the top of the top, Yonasan ben Uziel, who was the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that's what the Talmud says there. So he says, you see, the Talmud over there told us Hillel had 80 students, phenomenal students. And how many names do you know, even from that record? The only one you know is Yonasan ben Uziel, who was the top. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the bottom. And so too, we find the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 students. You think we know the names of Rabbi Akiva's 12,000 students, or we've ever heard of them? And certainly, if you go to the Gaonic period, so we don't have a record who were the rabbis in the Gaonic period. We know one from a city, two from a family, because those were the famous ones. But go ask me who were the rabbis in the Gaonic period. I can't tell you all the rabbis in the Gaonic period. So when I record history, I'll have to go in more general terms. We'll discuss, as the Meiri, Zmanas Kinim Vanimvim, the period of the elders, the period of the prophets, Mipiktan Mikot, and we'll take the sources from the few verses that we have, Vizman and Sheikh Nestak Dolav, Chachmei Mishnah Amoraim, and then we'll talk about the period of the men of the Great Assembly, the sages of the Mishnah, the Amoraim, the rabbis of the Talmud, Mimamarim Nekutim Min HaTalmud. We'll have to pick out different quotes from the Talmud where we can derive these things from. Umina Midrashot, and we'll have to pick out from different midrashim. In Ezer Kabbalat Gaonim, we'll also use the tradition we have from the Gaonim. The Zman Achronim Nodia Behem Sedra Zmanim Derech Klal, and also the times of the later commentaries, will try to take a general path explaining the order of things. Lefi Tshuvot Gaonim, going with the response that we have from the Gaonic period. Ad Boinu El Kitzei Hazman, will take you all the way to the time Asher Hagiya Aleinu Anachnu Po Hayom. I want to go through history, says the Meiri, from Adam till today, Shnatei Elafim V'Shishim LaYitzira, 5,060 years into creation. So the Meiri is writing this work approximately 700 years ago, right? Right now we're 770. He was 5,060. So that was 710 years ago. Vishnat Nun Aleph Leleidatenu, and he says, and it's when I'm 51 years old. Hi Hashana Asher Shlamnu Ba Kol Inyanei Tlat HaSidrei Mishnah B'Shlemutam. This year I finished my work on Shas Mishnayis, Hen B'Ferushim U'Chidshim Shechabarnu U'Ferashnu B'Bachrutenu, and also our commentary that I wrote as a youth, Hen B'Chibur HaGadol HaNikra Bet HaBchira, and I also finished writing the Beis HaBchira, the work on Shas, Asher Tchalnu Bo Shnat Lamedchet Leleidatenu. I started that work when I was 38. So he says, now that I'm 51, it took me 13 years, I finished all of that, it's time to write a general accounting of history. So now I'll tell you. And we'll go with temptation and finish the chapter. We have one small paragraph. V'akavanah mimeni v'chol zeh. And what's my point here? Kedei she'tamod al birur ha'inyanim, so that things are clear for you. He says, from here, I want you also to know what you could rely on when it comes to halacha. You want to decide the halacha? When you know history, you have a better understanding of what you rely on in halacha. You find the work. Well, how much validity do you give that work? How much halachic weight do you give that work? Says the Meiri, one of my goals here is that you will know what weights to give the different works, be it the compilations, be it the sfarim that were written by the earlier generations, the Rishonim, the Achronim, what he's calling Achronim are later day vis-a-vis him, right? Not what we would call Achronim, which is vis-a-vis us. He's talking about vis-a-vis him. He says, so that's his goal. So that we understand what to rely on and which works to rely on and which sfarim to give what weights to. So now that he's finished his first chapter of introduction, we'll begin next time, tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem, the second chapter, going from Adam to the destruction of the first temple.